When Barack Obama gave his victory speech after the Wisconsin primary, a national television audience saw the bracelet.
We're here because of the mother that I met in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who gave me this bracelet that I'm wearing.
The mother is Tracy Jopek of Merrill. The bracelet is inscribed with the name of her son, Ryan, who was killed at the age of 20 by a roadside bomb in Iraq. Ryan's younger sister, Jessica, was with her mom when she gave the bracelet to Obama.
She knows that Ryan didn't die in vain, and she just wanted him to know that the war is real. Now he's only a memory, and, you know, there's so many families out there who have suffered, and for what reason? It's really hard to find a good reason.
Jessica Jopek was watching when Obama used that bracelet with Ryan's name to make a point about the war.
We are here because it is time to ask ourselves as a nation if we are serving Ryan and his compatriots and all our young, brave men and women as well as they are serving us. They need us to end this war.
Some of Jessica's friends were watching, too.
Even if some of my friends say that he's just wearing the bracelet to get my vote, well, he's got my vote. I thought it was really awesome, and the fact that he's used it in more than one speech is just even better.
On Tuesday, 19-year-old Jessica Jopek of Merrill went to the polls for the first time. She voted for Barack Obama. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.